Hello, I'm Greg. What's your name? I'm really pleased to meet you because I want to have you. Today, you're on holiday on a tiny island in the Maldives in the Indian Ocean. The small hotel has a beach bar. You're sitting there alone on a bar stool, sipping a cocktail. You're wearing a white dress with pretty blue flowers on it, and it has a zip all down the front. The weather is so warm that you decided not to put on underwear. Nobody will know. A breeze blows, and you move your knees wide apart to let the air cool your intimate parts. It turns you on a little. A moment later, I arrive, wearing chinos and a summer shirt. A moment later, I say, "May I join you?" And you say, "Of course." I sit on the stool beside you and point across the sea to a small island covered with palm trees. "I've hired that rowing boat," I say. "Do you fancy a trip to the island?" Now, modesty says that you should say no, but the cocktail has weakened your reserve, and you nod. I take the oars, and you sit opposite me as I row. You're a little coy, you keep your knees together, but you so much want to open them a little to give me a glimpse. There is a stirring between your legs, and your breathing has become shallow, and you are flushed, not by the sun. When we get to the island, we climb out of the boat into the shallow water. You aren't wearing shoes, and you enjoy the cool water on your feet. We paddle ashore and walk across the beach under the palm trees. Their leaves sprinkle drops of sunlight onto the sand. Now, between two palm trees is a hammock, a kind of string bed. It's slung quite low to the ground, and you lie in it. I lie on the ground to the right of you, almost beneath. The sound of the waves is magic. The breeze is cooling, but you are still very warm. You're lying on your back, looking up at the canopy of palm leaves. You let your knees fall wide apart, letting the cooling air blow under your dress. You know that I can't see from where I'm lying. The breeze makes you feel that you're being kissed between your legs. There's a stirring, a tingling, a rush of blood to your vaginal lips and clitoris. Your pussy muscles are throbbing, they're contracting, they're pulsating. Oh my God. Your cunt is trying to grip a cock that isn't there, and you're losing control. Vaginal and anal muscles throb, 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 and the pleasure is intense. The thrill travels up to the pit of your stomach. The incredible pleasure in your pussy cannot be resisted. You just cannot help yourself. You say to yourself, "Stop, stop, stop," but you can't. You dangle your right leg over the side of the hammock. You're fearful of my reactions. But you rest the sole of your bare foot between my legs. "Oh my God," you say to yourself, "what am I doing?" You freeze. Your foot is still, you can't move. It's just resting on my crutch. But then you feel a stirring. Then it's as if some erotic power has taken you over. You can't stop yourself from rubbing my groin with the sole of your foot. I'm hardening. and you can feel my cock bulging in my trousers. It sends a shiver up your leg, right up to your vagina, which is now pleading with you to be fucked. I take hold of your right arm and pull you down. You fall on top of me. I support your shoulders with my hands. Our lips meet and we kiss deeply. We are writhing, pressing our bodies against each other. And then you sit up, rocking back and forth, stimulating your clitoris on the bulge in my trousers. I unzip your dress and kiss your breasts. Your nipples are engorged. I squeeze them with my hands and suck them hard. You push your hips back and forth, rubbing yourself up and down my cock, which is still in my trousers. I sit up. My mouth is locked to yours in deep, wet kisses, while I roll your nipples between finger and thumb. You climb off me, unfasten my belt, and pull down my trousers. I'm erect, rock hard. The shiny red end is glistening with pre-cum. Your pussy is throbbing, needing to be taken. You stand astride me and lower yourself onto my cock. My rigid tool pushes inside your moist entrance. You thrust down on me. Deeper and deeper and deeper my cock goes, filling you with breathtaking delight. Your hips move in rhythm with mine, your pussy riding up and down my hard shaft. You bounce up and down as the round, hard end of my cock hits your cervix, sending an explosion of delight, like electricity radiating through your whole body. You push yourself down again and again on my cock. Each time there is that explosion of pleasure through your body. I'm tight inside you. Waves of that pleasure rush through you again and again, and you are out of control. Every nerve in your body is consumed by this ecstasy. You are powerless to resist it. Your sexual pleasure is so intense that you are tingling from your scalp down to your fingers and your toes. You are faint with pleasure, almost passing out. I roll you over onto your back. Your knees are up and wide, allowing me to enter you, fucking you hard, pumping, 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 my cock deep inside you. I kiss you deeply. You thrust your hips in harmony with mine, and I become more and more rapid. My penis is deep, deep, deeper and deep. My balls are slapping against you, and your pussy muscles are in spasm, contracting time after time. You're squealing. Your hands grip my shoulders and your nails go into my skin. You are shaking, trembling all over in a delirium of pleasure. You scream and shout, "Oh, fucking holy shit, don't stop. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. It's too good for me to bear." My cock begins to jerk. Our hips are bucking against each other in incredible pleasure as my spurting, pumping cock shoots load after load of cum inside you. But before it has quite finished, I take him out and I kneel over you. You see him stiff and hard and spurting lovely, sticky, creamy white liquid onto your breasts, your neck and your face. You rub it into your skin and lick your hands. You're still shaking with pleasure, still jerking in orgasm. We lie head to tail. I enjoy licking the juice from your pussy. You take my cock into your mouth and suck him clean, admiring his rigidity, his size, his beautiful shiny glands. We continue licking each other for several minutes, and then I start to grow again. I roll you over. Your knees are lifted wide apart. You take my cock in your hand, and you guide him back to where you want him. Now, my idea. I want to do that to you for real.